back from the gym. Did you do what I asked you to?
I see. Well, I'm disappointed in you. When I ask you to do something, I expect you to do it. Maybe I didn't make myself clear. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you to do the chores. Now, listen, babe. I'm going to give you to the count of three to start doing the dishes and help out with the chores. If you don't do it by the count of three, then... What was that? It sounded like you just called me a bitch. One. Two. Three. Okay, then. This is what happens when you talk back and disobey me. Now take off your shirt and lie face down on the floor with your hands behind your back. If that's the way you want it. Fine.
Now.
Now, let's just take this shirt off. You know I've been wrestling for years, and I'm bigger and stronger than you. What did you think would happen? Now listen. It's useless. I have you pinned on your stomach underneath me. I weigh more than you. You're not escaping. Now, you're going to put your arms behind your back and lie still like a good boy. Or are you going to keep squirming and being a little brat until I hurt you? There we go. It's about time you wised up. Now, just the way I like you, nice and helpless, with your little hands tied up behind you, your small, delicate hands. Such a fragile and helpless thing you are. Are you okay, darling? Now, I'm going to take off the rest of your clothing. I want you naked for this. Naked and tied up, like a submissive boy should be. No kicking. Remember the deal. Lie still, and you won't get hurt. All right. Shorts and underwear off. That's a good boy. Don't struggle. Now, let's tie these feet together. There we go. And I'm going to tie your knees together as well. Nice. Now you're all tied up from head to toe. Now, listen to me very carefully. Before I overpowered, stripped you naked, and tied you up, before I completely humiliated you and made you helpless, before all of that happened, you called me a bitch. Let me tell you the obvious. I wear the pants in this relationship. You're the bitch. You're my property. And when you're a brat and don't do as you're told, there will be consequences. Submissive boys need to obey their mistresses. Now, I want you to apologize to me. Say you're sorry for forgetting your place. Say, I'm your little submissive bitch, mistress. When I tell you to apologize and admit you're my bitch, I expect you to speak immediately. You have 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. No, fuck you. You're the fucking bitch. That's it. You've lost your fucking privileges to speak to me. Open up, bitch. I said open your fucking mouth, bitch, or I will suffocate you with my soaked panties. There you go. Now keep your mouth closed. There we go. Nicely gagged. That tape should keep those panties inside your mouth for the rest of the day. What, you don't want to be tied up and gagged for the rest of the day? Well, too fucking bad. I know. I just got back from the gym and worked up quite a sweat. So of course my panties are soaked, wet, and filled with my pussy juice. Probably has a very nice feminine odor to them from all my hard work. How do my panties taste, slut? Can you taste all my hard work and sweat? So fucking humiliating. To be tied up and gagged by your girlfriend. You're a fucking slut. You're my little bitch. And this is how you should be. Naked, tied up, and gagged with mistress's wet panties. So humiliating, having my dirty underwear stuffed inside that pretty mouth of yours. How fucking stupid you are. You're like, what? 5'6"? 130 pounds? Don't get me wrong, I think you're fucking cute, but you're weak as hell. I weigh almost 30 pounds more than you, and I can kick your ass anytime I feel like it. Does that humiliate you? Is it unbearably humiliating to be smaller and weaker than your girlfriend? Does it feel like I just stripped you of your manhood and completely emasculated you? What a small, weak fucking little bitch you are. I overpowered and tied you up so easily. Okay. Now let's roll you onto your stomach and tie this blindfold over your eyes and take away your sight. There. There. Now it's time to finger that cute little ass of yours. How does it feel, baby, for me to penetrate your butthole with my fingers? Better to get used to this, because I'm going to fuck your ass on a regular basis. Yes, moan for me, baby. You're my good little ass slut. Oh, all right, that's enough of that. I think you're enjoying it a little bit too much, and this is supposed to be punishment. Now let's tie you up in a nice little hog tie. There we go. That should keep you nice and helpless. My nice little hog-tied and gagged submissive little slut. Maybe I'll call you Bitch Slut from now on. Like your first name is Bitch and your last name is Slut. Sound good, Bitch Slut? What a dirty little slut you are. All naked, hog-tied and gagged with his girlfriend's panties and his dirty whore mouth. So fucking humiliating. So deliciously humiliated and helpless. You make me fucking wet having you like this. For now, just have to leave you like this for about an hour. Because someone has to do the chores. I'd offer you a drink, but that's impossible unless you want me to force water up your ass and you drink it up that way. Alrighty, I'm gonna go do the dishes and take a shower. I'll be back soon enough, slut. Okay, my little fuck slut. Hope I didn't leave you alone too long. What's that there? Did you just... did you fucking come? You did! You horny little slut! You managed to get yourself off. This fucking turns you on, doesn't it? Such a fucking slut you are. Being naked and tied up by me. With my soaked panties in your mouth and sight taken away. Being completely humiliated and emasculated really turns you on, doesn't it, slut? Okay, bitch. I'm not upset with you. I know you're a horny little slut who has no control over his dick. So I'll help you out with that. Because if you have any more accidents, I am really going to have to punish you, and neither of us want that. So let me go get your chastity cage, sweetie. For that little dick of yours. You know, if you weren't gagged, you would definitely be eating your own cum right now. But I guess I'll just wipe this gooey stuff off your stomach instead. Anytime you cum, it either goes back inside you or on you. Got it, bitch? That's a good boy. Learning to nod and be obedient for his mistress. And now for the cage. It's the smallest one I could buy, so it should be a perfect fit. Okay. Ring around the scrotum. There we go. Now cram your shaft into the cage. There we go. Now to lock it. You have no idea how pathetic you look. I think pink is a fine color for your penis cage. Look, all snug and locked away for safekeeping. Oh my. Let me take a picture of you like this. Hashtag bitch boy. There we go. I think I'll send this to a few friends of mine. Oh, don't whine. Stop being a baby. They already know what a submissive little slut you are. I promise they will laugh at you. I'd probably masturbate to the sight of you. I know it's incredibly humiliating for you, but you should be a little flattered, too. My girlfriend's getting off to the sight of you gagged with your girl's panties. Naked and hogtied in this cute little pink chastity cage. You're such a cute little bitch. How could I not show you off like this? Seeing you tied up, you're like a beautiful piece of submissive art. What do you think, darling? Should I tie you up naked in public for the world to see? See my masterpiece tied up, bitch boy for mistress? Oh. Oh. Seeing you like this gets me all hot and bothered. I think it's time for me to ride that cute little face of yours. I have no idea what that muffled sound from you meant. Were you saying hell yes or fuck no? Like I fucking care. I don't need your consent. It's time to rape your face. Oh my, that was quite the little squirm you did when I planted my pussy on your nose. I'm sorry you can't see my beautiful cunt, but inhale my scent. Bury your nose up in there until you can't breathe. Oh, baby. As you can tell, I'm so fucking wet right now. Here. I'll take my pussy off your nose before I drown you. Don't you just wish you could bury your tongue in my pussy right now? Too bad you're gagged. Just suck on the panties, dear. It's the next best thing to tasting my sweet, sweet cunt straight from the source. Oh, that's it. The more you squirm and beneath me, the more wet I get. The more I just fucking can't help myself and feel the need to ride my pussy all over your gagged mouth and fuck that cute little face of yours. Oh, you little fuck slut. My little bitch. Oh, my good little fucking bitch. Feel my weight on top of you. Feel my pussy pressed to those taped lips of yours. Oh, it's like a slip and slide for my pussy. The sole purpose of your taped mouth is to amuse and arouse my pussy. That's it, bitch. Who's my fucking bitch? Oh, my good little fuck toy. Yes. Yes. You're my slut. Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm getting close. Time for my friendly vibrator. Babe. Oh, wow. Your face is a nice shiny puddle of my pussy juice. Here, baby. Let me lick the cum off your face. I taste so good. Don't worry, babe. You'll taste soon enough. Your tongue will become very familiar with how my pussy tastes. It'll be your new favorite snack. Or drink, I should say. Oh, hey girls. Baby, you remember my friends Becky and Stephanie? He says it's so nice of you two to come over and join the fun. Of course you can take some pictures. Here, I'll do a few poses for you. Oh, girls, you should have seen me when I orgasmed all over his face just before you arrived. It's funny, I started off angry, but that anger gradually turned into horniness until I was just soaking wet and my pussy juice exploded all over his face. There's just something about the incredible power rush, putting my bitch boyfriend in his place, stripping him naked, tying him up like this, gagging him with my sweaty, dirty panties, taking away his sight, locking his cock away. The more humiliated he gets, the more turned on and want to do dirty things to my slut and use him until he realizes he's nothing but a fuck toy. Okay. Enough of me rambling about my insatiable desire to humiliate and use my little bitch. Now, ladies, for what comes next, I think we should make him a bit more comfortable. Because he's going to be there for a long time. Could you two carry him to the bedroom and get him all tied up just the way I like him? If he struggles at all, or you're trying to tie his hands together at the headboard, you're welcome to smack him around to remind him he needs to be a good little submissive boy. I'll freshen up a bit, and I'll join you two momentarily. The humiliation has only began for this little bitch. I do hope you're thirsty, baby. Because you're about to be quenched with some sweet, sweet cunt. I didn't ruin the surprise completely.
With the blindfold on, he'll have to guess who's face raping him.
And there will be consequences if he guesses wrong.